You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's news station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio today as the newsmaker of the day is Max Wheeler. We featured him a couple of years ago on our weekend Motherlode Views show as he has been exploring mines and caves and other hidden corners of the Motherlode. He now has a book out. It's called Underground, Exploring Tunnels of Darkness, Caves, and Mines. Max, welcome back in.
Thank you for having me again, BJ.
So for anybody who doesn't know you, tell us a little bit about your background and some of your adventures over recent years.
So years ago, we just stumbled upon a big hole with tracks coming out of it somewhere out in the hills and went inside of it and just found out to be more prepared for this. We can do a lot more of this just to find out what's beneath us and why this is called Gold Country.
So now you have a book and you've got it here. So tell us about it.
It's 264 pages, 32 chapters, fully loaded with color pictures because we wanted to show, or I wanted to show too, with group effort, all of this was done. But we wanted to put pictures with the writing. It is in vivid detail exactly how we were feeling at the time. So it's written by myself and 32 chapters. And it also corresponds to the YouTube videos that I have.
So is there more focus, would you say, on the pictures or the text in the book?
The pictures is what's going to grab the viewer because some of it most people won't do. It's flooded, collapsed, massive, or megatight, and so it corresponds to what they're reading. I thought a visual aid would be very appropriate.
So you've been doing these videos for years now. You know, what was it like doing a book? How did the two things compare?
It was all by memory, and writing it was reliving it. And so I had to go through the shortness of breath, the silence, what happens when your batteries go out, if they go out. So bringing appropriate lighting, everything that you need for backup gas meters. And so a lot of that detail had to be remembered to putting it in there. And also it is kind of a textbook of informative, educational, with lots of warnings if people are going to do this. But in the end, it's awesome.
So you've been exploring, you know, the underground areas of Tuolumne County, including downtown Sonora, where we're sitting right now. What are some of your kind of big takeaways or any surprises that you noticed?
Just what's beneath us, especially downtown, just being able to see all over the place and with permissions by people who have allowed me to be able to put that out. That's what took the longest, was waiting on that. But as far as out there in the hills, if it was public, or just by going up to people and asking them, do you have anything here that's interesting? And a lot of times they would say yes. And so the takeaway part of it was all of them are different. Every single cave and mine is different from the next. So we don't know what we're into until we get into it.
You touched on this a little bit, but how did you get started doing this?
It actually goes back to 1978. I was age 9. A friend of mine told me, his little bit older brother, had a sheet, a pile of plywood. So he takes it and makes vertical walls with a roof on top. And he extended this about 20 feet long and turns to the right, turns to the left. So as a kid, we thought forts were awesome. Now he's making tunnels of darkness. So now today we see the same kind of tunnels of darkness, but we don't know who made them and we don't know where they go. So that's how it started.
So writing the book, is it more kind of a first-hand account or is it meant to be more like a history book? How would you describe it?
Kind of a history book. I would say that we do this for the history and the mystery because as much as I can find out the history behind all of this, I'll put it in there. I've even asked local historians a lot of questions about this. And what they can tell me and share with me is what they know. As far as the mystery, some things we'll never know, like the etchings on the walls, or some of the stuff that we find underneath, as well as the carts or any tools that are left behind. All that's still there, of course. And we just don't know who did it or what date it's from. We don't even know the names of most of these, so I give them my own.
So you've done the videos, you've done the book. Are you still doing underground exploration?
Not really. Probably natural caves I'll do because of the limestone and the sturdiness of it. But as far as abandoned mines, what took place in one of them pretty much ended it. Just because you just don't know what's going to happen. I've always said anything can happen anytime, anywhere we are. But these, they're unmaintained. And one of them was sand. It wasn't hard rock. It was bedrock. And what took place, we just thought maybe this, we have enough now. And then so when I ended it, a friend said, you should now go ahead and write a book, and here it is.
So it was a life-or-death experience that kind of led to this book.
It was more of our friend is trapped. Now what are we going to do? And we were able to dig him out. He wasn't buried or nothing. It's just he was kind of trapped from a collapse, and we was able to get him out, and we just had a nice little victory fist bump, and I just said, definitely no more sand. So it was enough to be able, that's the final chapter in this book.
So a quick preview of how it wraps up.
The book leads up to something, but I say like a movie, you can't jump to the end. You got to see what this leads up to.
Absolutely. So the book, where is it available? Is it available at local stores?
All over Sonora, any places that have gifts, books, collectible shops, all those. Just ask any of the owners that are selling those kind of things, coffee and tea houses and souvenir shops. So basically Sonora and Columbia I've covered so far, and there's a lot more to go.
And then there's going to be a book signing, right, coming up?
Yeah, that's going to be May 16th at the Sonora Inn at 10 a.m. And I have plenty. So it's going to be a nice big stack and my pen ready to go.
So if people come to the book signing, how much are you selling them for?
$30.
$30.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Max Wheeler, we have just about a minute left. Anything else I didn't ask about that you'd like to note as we wrap up here today?
No, I'm just very thankful for the two of you to be able to do this with me and get the word out about why this is called Gold Country, what is beneath us, and people can research their own history of downtown and then find this book in all these collectibles and bookshops. And I thank everybody for allowing me with the group effort to get this done, and I thank my local caver, our local cavers too.
Well, Max, it's always great having you in. You're very interesting to talk to every time, so we appreciate you stopping by today.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.